Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
What have you missed in the last 7 days? Well, we're going to play catch up. This one here, it's out of Mexico. All good things are coming from TikTok. Like everything that goes viral, it happens on TikTok currently. So if you want to keep, on the trend, then TikTok, it's the place to go. This one here is no different. So picture this. You're on a cruise ship off the coast of Mexico. You're loving life. And you're thinking, oh, how can I make this more exciting? I know. I'll go jump on the water slide. Now, this water slide, I will say, it is pretty cool. So it starts the highest point of the ship, and then it shoots out the side of the ship, okay? So you're just hovering above the ocean. And it sticks out, I would say, probably about 4 or 5 meters out the side, and then it does a full loop, and then it keeps going. It comes back inside the ship, and it continues on. Very cool water slide. This lady thought, you know what? It's going to top off my experience to do this. So she got the courage. She went up to the top. She jumped in, and it's one of those, you know, water slides where it's a trap door. So you're sitting there, and the guy looks at you, and then he pulls the lever, and you just drop. This happened, and she went out the side of the ship. She went to go do the loop, and then whoop, she got stuck. She was stuck in there. So then they had to quickly get the vents off and drag her out. It didn't take too long, thankfully, but they said to her, hey, look, don't worry about it. Don't know what happened there. Maybe there wasn't enough water to push you through. Let's go again. She built up the courage. She went right back to the top and she said, yes, let's do it. Same thing happened again the second time. She went for that loop. She got stuck dangling out the side of the ship. Now, this thing terrifies me. This is actually one of the reasons that I didn't go on water slides as a kid. I love everything adventurous and adrenaline junkie driven. But water slides, for me, I am petrified of getting stuck. So I didn't do them until I was about 16 years of age. And even then, I've really got to build up the courage. So this is actually the stuff of my nightmares. Now, she got stuck a second time. And they said, we are so sorry. This has never happened. What are the chances of it happening again? So she walked back up, full of faith. She got stuck a third time. And by that point, she said, I'm done. I am done. I'm not doing this. Now, the video is on TikTok. It's got over 15 million views. So you can go check it out yourself. But I thought, you know, this is the thing. This is my nightmare. The worst thing that could possibly happen to me. And it's happened 3 times in a row to this lady. I want to know, what's your water slide disaster? It might have been a DIY water slide at home. Might have been a bit of a mudslide, maybe. What happened? How did it go wrong? I'd love to hear from you. 9313-0985. I know there was a water slide back in the day, and a few people jumped on it. It was all fun and games. Then we got the dishwashing liquid out there. It made it go super fast. And within 24 hours, we had 2 people break their arms. Yeah, it was bad. It was quick, but it was bad. I want to hear from you. Water slides, what happened? Did you break a bone? Did you get stuck? A few texts coming through. Debbie says, I'm the opposite. I cannot do rides. Only water slides. No, Debbie. Water slides. Water being trapped. No, thank you. I want to know, what's your water slide disaster? Trev got in touch, went down as a group of 4 when I was young, got thrown around a lot. It was heaps of fun until I got to the bottom and realized that one of my big teeth had disappeared. Not what you want at all. I guess that's why they have rules now. No, one at a time. It does take a little bit of fun out of it, but I feel a lot safer. I'm like, no one can trap me in this death machine. Jason got in touch. I was 12. My pants got caught in something. I don't know what. They ended up getting ripped off. I went to the bottom just in my undies. Again, not what you want, especially when you're young. Like, that is the worst. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.